You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Hyprop Investments, a South African real estate investment trust listed on the JSE, announced today that they would be exiting some of their Ghana and Nigeria malls that they co-own with Attack, another investment or another property company in South Africa. I'm joined on the line by Hyprop's CEO, Morne Wilkin, to take a look at these developments and try and understand what's happening. Good evening, Morne. Thanks so much for taking the time. Big decision to effectively exit West Africa, but you're still kind of staying there?
Yeah, Jimmy, thanks for having me on the call. It is a strategy we've been driving. We have decided to focus on South Africa and Eastern Europe, and we have put ourselves a goal there to exit Africa, and this is two steps will happen in two steps. The first step is obviously the transaction with Lango, and then we will liquidate the shares we will get in Lango over time to come.
Speaking of that Lango side of the conversation, clearly very interesting decision to exit to Lango, having not established Lango, having Lango being established by Growthpoint, which is essentially would be a competitor of yours, but the strategic decision to then say certain operations no longer align with the business and Hyprop's focusing elsewhere.
Yeah, I think, Jimmy, we've put ourselves out a few priorities 5 years ago when we started running the business. It was to reposition our SA portfolio, improve the dominance of our European portfolio, strengthening the balance sheet, and then exit Africa. We've made very good progress on all of them, and I see this as one of the last steps to exit Africa. I don't see it as really a competitor buying the assets. I mean, there is some other property companies also invested in Lango. So therefore, I think it makes good sense for us to do the transaction with them. It makes for them sense. They get size without really spending money by issuing shares. And I do believe there is space for a proper property company in Africa with size and diversification. So I think they're definitely on the right track for Hyprop. It's not our idea to be invested in sub-Saharan Africa in the long term.
Morne, this isn't the first time Hyprop has tried the African conversation and in partnership. I mean, I think of the partnership that you guys had back with Atterbury initially. That didn't go so well either. Now the Attack one is also not, the exit's been confirmed. What are some of the tough lessons you've had to learn from both of these kind of projects or these partnerships? And how much has this sort of cost you to learn?
Jimmy, I think we've learned a lot of lessons. I think the way we have structured those historic transactions, just to put it in context, all of these transactions is related around the same assets. So Atterbury was a development partner, and we've built a portfolio. We had initially six assets. These are the four remaining assets, and Attack was also a partner from the beginning. So that partnership has gone the whole circle, and Attack and ourselves have decided to exit. What is the lessons we learn is optimize your capital structure. You put in real dollar equity rather than funded. And then there must be proper alignment of interest between your developer and your investors. So that's definitely something we've learned from the whole experience into Africa.
Morne, when we look ahead to, obviously now you've said the European focus and the South African focus, those are the shifts. And I remember the last time you and I caught up, we spoke a lot about Hyprop's kind of transition to making sure that the buildings are sustainable and green where you can. And it was around the electricity crisis and you guys were sort of transitioning as well. What does that shift now look like from a strategy point of view going into the next couple of years in terms of your African or your South African and your European business? Where are you focusing your capital?
Our focus on our capital will be to grow our European business. I think we want to make it bigger. We want to optimize our South African portfolio. So we will be reinvesting some capital into our South African portfolio. There's extension opportunities specifically in some of our malls in Western Cape. So we will be spending some money on that. We have announced, actually made it public, that we will do an extension at Somerset Mall, and that will hopefully go into the ground soon. So we will be adding about 6,000 squares. So the mall will increase to a total of about 75,000 square meters. And then we are looking at extension opportunities as well at Cape Gate. And then we acquired recently Table Bay Mall, and that mall is performing exceptionally well.
Morne, how do you balance the expansion with the growth? I mean, I think about a couple of other developers that might be in a similar kind of space where you've got a mall, you've gone in and you've expanded and you've put a lot of money to get square footage under roof for tenants, and then you don't get tenants.
Well, we do it on the back of demand, so we won't speculate. So based on the demand from tenants, we actually do expansion. So all our assets, I don't build what they call greenfield developments. We've got existing malls, and we will look to improve the malls. So it's not new developments we are focusing on.
In terms of the expansion, just a final one, a final thought from your perspective. Does expansion, whether in South Africa or in Europe, include strategic acquisitions and not necessarily developments?
Yeah, it does. Like I said, in March we've acquired Table by Mall. We didn't develop it. It was developed by Zenprop. It was about a 5-year-old mall, and then we acquired it. In Europe, we specifically focus on buying assets where we believe we can add value to it and extract further value down the line. But we like to acquire existing malls with a good track record and a tenant mix, and we can use our asset management initiatives to make the assets better.
A streamlined approach to managing the portfolio. Thank you so much, Morne. We'll leave it at that. Morne Wilkin, CEO of Hyprop, on their decision to exit West Africa, where the business is going to be refocusing now and how they're going to be deploying their capital.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.